Legislation has been proposed to regulate short-term room rentals in the largest city in western Massachusetts. A state law that took effect last year taxes rooms like those offered through Airbnb, requires operators to register and to carry a minimum amount of insurance, but it was left to municipalities to write their own regulations on the local level. Springfield City Councilor Jesse Lederman has introduced legislation to impose rules on the new industry. He spoke about his proposals with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
When we started seeing these pop up in different areas of the city of Springfield, we started hearing from some neighbors who were saying, you know, what types of regulations are going to protect our street from not becoming commercialized. And we also heard from some operators who said, you know, we want to operate this sort of a thing. It's extra income for us. You know, we want to showcase, in some cases, you know, our historic home. And so how can we do that in a responsible way? So the regulations as they are drafted currently would require short-term rental operators to register with the city of Springfield and receive an annual inspection to make sure that their property meets minimum sanitary codes for human habitation. They would also be required to notify abutters around them so that they will be operating a short-term rental. And we'd like them to have a plan for parking as well, you know, in the case of a snow emergency or something of that nature. We're also reserving the right in the future to limit these sort of short-term rental permits by different area, depending on saturation levels. We know there will be some areas that will be more popular for this than others, and we just want to make sure that if we see a situation where it's arising to a problem for the neighborhood and we start hearing from neighbors that they have those concerns, that we have a tool to limit them if that becomes the case.
So would there be a permitting process involved here, a special permitting process that someone would have to get before they posted their listing on Airbnb or someplace else?
Yes. So they would need to receive a permit through the city's Department of Planning and Economic Development through the Building and Code Department. It's not a special permit. It won't be voted on by the city council. Essentially, as long as they meet these standards, they will be able to receive the permit because we will have deemed it under the regulation to be an appropriate listing. But with that said, we've also put in place some standards within the regulations that say, you know, if you violate any piece of the regulation or if you violate any other city or state codes, you are subject to having your permit revoked or not being issued a permit if you have a history of such violations. So we really need the properties that are operating as short-term rentals to be in, you know, tip-top condition and be respecting the residential integrity of the neighborhood.
You said abutters would be notified. Would abutters have any recourse if they objected to the use of a property for short-term rentals?
So under the regulations, if they meet the requirements for a short-term rental, then they would be able to issue the permit. There wouldn't be necessarily a process to block the issuance of the permit. We want to be as fair as possible. And so, you know, we don't want to say, you know, one person can do it, but the other person can't if they meet the same exact qualifications. However, where I think there is an avenue for neighborhood advocates that might be concerned is, you know, if it becomes a problem because they are now permitted, they will be able to address those sorts of problems through the permitting process. Right now, if you were to call us up and say, you know, my neighbor is operating an Airbnb, I'm really concerned about these various different issues, we actually had that happen. And the answer, you know, that neighbors received was, well, we don't really have any laws governing this. There are some very outdated laws that govern boarding houses and lodging homes. Those are very ill-defined within municipal and state code. And so it's been difficult to really address this sort of new age market, which, again, many folks have reached out with positive feedback that, you know, they appreciate, increased tourism in the city, folks coming in and visiting, spending money. We actually drafted this piece of legislation after meeting with both neighbors and operators. So we're hearing from both sides, and there's positives associated with it as well. We just want to make sure it's done in a responsible manner.
And there's potential revenue here for the city, correct?
Certainly. So, you know, if you stay in a hotel in the city of Springfield, you pay a tax through that room booking. And currently, if you stay in a short-term rental, an online platform such as, you know, Airbnb or HomeAway, you are paying the state taxes, but you're actually not paying the local taxes because we haven't adopted those measures yet. So as a part of bringing the ordinance forward, when we do hear it on the floor, we'll be introducing a separate order to adopt the local tax option under the state law, which allows us to adopt a rate of up to 6% for the booking, as well as an additional 3% fee, which is a community impact fee reserved for infrastructure improvements in the city.